All right, so starting with this section that begins in the middle of the page on page 187, the enquiry doesn't produce an instant result simply because it is used. It's not there to produce a result to begin with, and it's not a method like a remedy. When you say it, you start feeling, you know, moisture in your ears or something. But some people look for that. They've had an experience related to the use of enquiry or the related to the awakening of understanding in them, and so they look for some sort of opening, release, psychological effect, physical change, psychophysical change of some sort, to be related to the use of enquiry. And when they inquire, they look for whatever peculiar disturbance that they're involved with in enquiry at the time to disappear because they're asking this question. And then if it doesn't happen, they begin to get involved in an aggravation over it, or they think there's some mystery or some dilemma involved with the fact that it's not going away. But as a matter of fact, at that point, they're no longer inquiring. They're using this verbal enquiry. But they're not doing the thing that I've called enquiry, which is simply an extension of understanding itself. And at that point, when they're getting disturbed by the fact that things aren't disappearing, they are not inquiring of the quality of avoidance that is really primarily operative at that moment. They're looking at something else. And this something else is being held in place by the thing that they have not inquired of at that moment. The thing that they are forgetting to inquire of because they're obsessed with the thing they're waiting to disappear.